Yes, Melissa.
So, I have a crybaby. We have a caregiver who claims that someone told her that she can get back paid from when the auth started. I think it's like the 17th or the 20th. I don't know. I'm about to listen to all these calls because every note, every text that I see says otherwise. But she's still saying that someone said that we were supposed to pay her, blah, blah, blah. The issue is that she became compliant, technically speaking, on the 28th, 20, either the 31st, but I think she was okay-ish on the 28th.
I'm pretty sure I know which case you're talking about. What's the name of the case?
Bertha Smith.
Smith is the last name?
Yeah. Caregiver is Micah Smith.
Let me just pull it up. Hold on. Bertha Smith?
Yeah, Bertha. And the daughter's caregiver, Micah Smith.
Is this the one with two different caregivers?
No, she's just the one caregiver.
Frustrated not able to configure it. It was sent over 2 days ago about back pay.
Yeah, so we didn't even put in a starter care. She, I guess, took it upon herself to request the starter care for the service coordinator without being compliant. Because I went through the emails and it just says that we will keep you posted once caregiver is fully compliant and provide a starter care date.
She told she can't start until she's compliant because what we really need to do is we have to start telling people that. Like at the start, it says, okay, we're onboarding you, but we gotta, you know, we have to be an employee before you get paid. You can't get paid from before you worked.
That's exactly what I was
if insurance authorizes, I don't know, medication, right, and you start your medication late, it doesn't count earlier. It doesn't matter what the insurance authorized. You have to start it at the right time.
Correct.
Right?
But she don't get it. I told her, I said, I cannot pay you if you don't have your documents. Like you, she's like, but I submitted my application on the 20th. And I said, yeah, and then the rest of your documents, you sent it on the 28th.
So what's she saying? I don't care. I want my money?
She's like, I need to figure out why, because I was told that I can get back paid from the 20th. I said, well, who did you speak? So I told her, I said, well, who did you speak to? I said, because I checked Monica's text. There's nothing. I checked Dina's text. She only sent her a screenshot of something. So my next step was to go through voicemail. I said, I'm going to listen to calls because, you know, I'm not saying you're lying, but I need to know who told you that. If someone misinformed you, I said, because I cannot back pay you. I said, maybe if you're missing a 2-year proof, maybe I can, you know, okay, fine. But you didn't submit any documents until the 28th. And by then the patient was already in the hospital. So I told her I can pay you from when she was discharged, because you were with her upon discharge, fine. But I cannot pay you during hospitalization, which she understood. And then I said, but I can't pay you before that because you didn't submit documents.
Yeah, I mean, we had an offer from 717. She wants to get back paid from 717?
She wants to get paid from the 20th. I don't even think she knows it was from the 17th. She wants to get paid from the 20th. I think that's when she submitted the paperwork because she called here on the 22nd. I'm so confused.
It's not like we're trying to withhold money from her, but we need HR compliance. It took her, what, a week and a half to be compliant? More?
Yeah, well, yep.
So what took so long, the TB test?
She didn't submit anything. She
oh,
was fine
she
with the rate.
Send it in. So
exactly.
You tell her, like, it's not like we don't want you tell her. It's not like we don't want to pay you. There's laws, and one of the laws is if you're not currently employed with us, right? We can't pay you. The documents only came in, right, at a certain point. So
yep.
it is what it is, and it's and again, it's nice that the insurance authorized ours. Right? Why don't I pay someone in Honolulu? No, I'm serious.
No, and I told her. And the thing is that she understands. She's just very stuck on, someone told me I can get paid from the 20th. And I
who
said, well, who?
It?
Because
no.
That's what I told her. So
you say we have everybody well-trained that until HR is completed, like, there's no way to back pay it. It's not like we're trying to be mean.
No, I know. And I even told her,
like,
to listen.
We are missing billing because of that.
Yep. And I told, I said, well, I said, I can't back pay you, but I'll give you another, because they already gave her bonus. And I spoke to Judah. He's like, just give her another one. I said, listen, I'll give you another bonus of 150.
Really? But I don't give her another one, really.
I mean, I was like, really on top of that one, but it is what it is. I mean, to try to keep the case, but she still was like, nah, but I don't understand. And I'm like, oh my God, like, bro.
It's very simple. We have to submit HR documentation to the state annually. We get reviewed. And if they see that we paid you from prior to you submitting your documents, we can get fined or tagged or worse. So unfortunately, it is what it is. And it says it's regrettable because we also don't get billing. Now, if he wants to throw her an extra, whatever, $100 or something, it's above my pay grade. But
she's like, I want to speak to the owner. I said, I cannot. I said, the owner's not going to call
you. Tell her it's a corporation run with multiple companies, and the owner doesn't talk to anyone.
You know, I told her straight up. I said, the owner's not going to call you. There's no way you're going to speak to the owner. I said, maybe the administrator, I can try. I said, but the owner's not going to call you. Like, I don't know what to tell you. And I'm about to call the service coordinator to give her a heads up, too, because I know.
The service coordinator could give a flying rat's ass.
Yeah, that too. That's what I figured as well. But she's like, I'm going to call the coordinator.
Could care less. Like, straight up, could care less. It's a waste of time. The service coordinator does not interested, is not, you know, nothing.
No problem.
I could try to find inside the state regulation that you can't work until you're an employee, which is,
isn't
know,
this
mine.
Like a common sense thing, Yona? Like, I don't.
Of course it is.
I don't get it.
Of course it is. They just simply want money.
I don't get it.
They just want money. That's the whole story.
She said, because she knows I was with my mom, and I was like, okay, I understand, but I can't.
It's great. It's like a very important thing to take care of your mother. I'm very for that. It is, and you were with your mom when you were two also, and you're not getting paid for that either. It's nothing to do with who was with your mother. The point is that you were not legally an employee until you submitted all of your documentation. Now, the thing is, when did she do her I-9W-4? When did she do her comp test?
I think it was on the 28th. Let me check her file. Because I think her application, I know that her IDs and her TV stuff, she sent it on the 28th. Because I even told, she's like, I have text messages, and I was like, yeah, I'm looking at them as well. You sent your documents on XYZ, and she's like, that is the 28th? Oh, okay. But still, and I'm like, oh, my God.
No, it's so not a much still conversation. It's just not. You start your employment at a certain date. You don't get back paid from the previous date. It's not like we're not trying to be mean. We can't bill the insurance either for those days, which is not good for us.
Mm-hmm.
But there are laws in terms of how you go about becoming a medical employee.
She don't get it. But she submitted her application on the 25th. The comp test also on the 25th.
She submitted her comp test and application on the 25th. When did she? When is the TB date dated?
Let me see.
Everything else, I can change the dates. You understand?
Yeah. PPD. I don't even know if this PPD is good.
Even better. What's her name? What did you say her name was?
Smith. Michaela. Makia. Micah. I don't even know.
Let me take a look.
She got a test done on the 24th, 9/24/17. Way off. Sorry, my brain is almost five. 9/17/24.
Micah Smith, documents. I mean, 7/31. These are only uploaded 4 days after she did it.
It's on the, I know that Monica also shares it, puts it on the shared drive. We have a caregiver thing there.
I mean, I just want to see your TV. The comp test application, we could change dates in that. I don't care about that. Yeah, the I-9W-4, I could also sort of fudge a date-ish. When was the I-9W-4 signed?
She signed it
7/25.
On... Yep.
7/25, and she wants to be paid from what date again?
From the 20th.
The 20th is not happening. She didn't even do her tax documentation and funding documentation. The 20th is not happening. The background check came back.
Oh, that's another thing. 28th.
7/28 was the date of the request. It came back 7/28. We can pay her from the 28th.
That's what I told her.
Yeah, we can pay her from the 28th. Prior to that, we did not have documentation. And the background check is like a hard stop.
Yep.
So we could pay her from the 28th, but like she's asking from before she ever talked to us to get paid as an employee of ours. That's
yep.
just not how life works. But the 28th is fine.
Nope, she don't want to get paid from the 28th. I told her. I said I can put, because that's when she submitted her stuff. I said I could put it. I can pay you from the 28th. I can't do anything before that. But she's like, no. I was told blah blah blah.
Okay,
and I
okay so you say apologize if there was a misunderstanding. Don't say anyone specific. Apologize if there's a misunderstanding. However, the reality is. That you were not an employee until at least the 28th. That's when your background check came back. It doesn't matter if how you're related to it. We need a background check. We need all your files in place before your start of work. Until then, you're just taking care of your mom in a family unofficial capacity. That's that.
Yep. I told her. But she don't want to listen.
Yep.
I mean, I'm going to let her do her digging. It is what it is.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, because she's like, I'm going to call the service coordinator and this and this. And I'm like, okay, you can
call
do your digging. It's fine.
Call right away. But, you know, the reality is that you went to sleep.
Yep.
For two sure. weeks, and it took you a long time to get in. Let me just, I want to see the TV test just for the hell of it. Comp test, interview, reference, CV. Where is the, oh, here it is. Yeah, I mean, this is approaching. Healthcare should be considered. Wait a second.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this is the TBSA. Step one, step two. 93917. This is fine. Yeah, this is good.
What's good?
There is a...
My headset.
Because there's whoever... You need a medical license to administer this, and you're required to put the medical license on the signature page. So I'm not sure like who gave this, but whatever.
For the TV?
Yeah, but whatever. It is what it is. I mean, what you've been doing is fine.
Okay, so I'm going to let her do her digging, and she can go figure out her life.
7/28 is correct. I wouldn't do it prior. Well,
perfect.
We can get tagged for prior.
Yeah, no. She'll got to figure it out. Okay, cool.
Good.
Thank you, Yona.
No problem. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.